This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We'll start this afternoon's farm show with a little bit of national news. With last week being Thanksgiving week, you'll be surprised to learn that farmers and ranchers only took home 11.3 cents on every dollar that Americans spent on their Thanksgiving Day feast. That's according to the Thanksgiving edition of the National Farmers Union Farmers Share publication. The Farmer's Share compares the retail prices of food in a traditional Thanksgiving holiday dinner to the amount farmers receive from each item they grow. We should take the time to recognize the farmers and ranchers that provided our Thanksgiving meal, says NFU President Roger Johnson. While some consumer holiday prices continue to decline, farm income is dropping at a much faster rate. We're in the midst of the worst farm economic downturn in generations, and we hope Farmer's Share illustrates that to the general public. On average, farmers get 14.8 cents of every food dollar consumers spend throughout the year. More than 85% of food costs cover marketing, processing, wholesaling, distribution, and retailing. Johnson says farmers and ranchers play the most valuable role in actually producing the food we eat throughout the year, yet they make just pennies on the dollar for their products. Johnson adds the major integrators who control the poultry markets have used their extreme bargaining power to suppress the earnings of the men and women who produce our turkeys, while, at the same time, they take in record profits for themselves. He says those same growers that raise our poultry get about 5 to 6 cents per pound of turkey they produce. Following up on a story from last week, FDA Administrator Scott Gottlieb took to Twitter on Thanksgiving to talk about romaine lettuce. In addition to referring to plans to allow romaine to return to the market after the E. coli outbreak in Canada and the United States, he talked about a possible new labeling standard to aid in tracing products during future outbreaks. One of his Thanksgiving tweets says that FDA believes the E. coli-infected lettuce came from California. Gottlieb says the new goal is to withdraw the product that's at risk from being contaminated from the market, as well as to restock the market. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the FDA announced the outbreak on November the 20th, asking all levels of the supply chain to remove romaine from the market, as well as the product that hasn't been shipped yet. Gottlieb noted that romaine from Arizona and Florida will be harvested soon. We're working with growers and distributors on labeling produce for location and harvest date, as well as possible other ways of alerting consumers that the new product is post-purge, he tweeted. We're looking to make this labeling the new standard rather than a short-term fix. In other national news, landowners appear to be getting more interested in selling agricultural land. The total amount of land that Farmers National Company has listed for sale is up 21% compared to last year. Randy Dickhut is the Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations at Farmers National Company. He says most of the sales are coming from individuals or ownership groups who've decided that now is the best time to sell. They may have inherited the land or even owned it for years, but sellers have watched the land market, and some are deciding to take advantage of the still historically good land prices, Dickhut says. Some sellers are thinking that there is a more downside risk in land prices than upside potential, so now is the time for them to sell. At the other end of the spectrum, Farmers National says buyers are generally more cautious right now, which causes some land brokerage companies to experience more no-sell auctions that don't achieve the reserve price during the public auction sessions. Earlier this month, Randy Prange interviewed Scott Gaffner of the Illinois Soybean Association at the grand opening of Charlie Coleman's new 2,500-head hog barn just outside of Donelson. Scott talks about how local soybean operations like Coleman's keep Illinois soybeans moving despite an unpredictable market climate. Here's Randy with the interview.
Talking with Scott Gaffner of the Illinois Soybean Association. And Scott, one thing that facilities like this and others that are going up around the state really helps the soybean market, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we're in a climate right now where it's so unpredictable on where we're going to be able to move our soybeans. You know, with the trade embargo going on with China, all the tariffs, you know, we need to have other markets that are available to us. And with these swine operations like this, they are a large consumer of our soybeans. Illinois, of the soybeans that we produce, and we're, of course, the number one producer, we keep about 40% of that soybean here locally, And of the 40%, 79% is consumed by these pork-producing companies like Mashoffs and stuff. So we really need the pork producers.
Now, do you keep in touch with the Mashoffs? Do they keep you appraised of how many facilities like this are going up?
They keep in close contact with us, pork producers do, just because they know that we're big supporters of them. We want to do everything we can to help promote them, and they use our soybeans because they're high in the protein. So we try to keep the communication going both ways.
Speaking of communication, are you in communication like with Congress about the farm bill?
Well, we always try to keep in communication with them, of course, because we want these things to get passed and move through, but there's only so much we can do, but we do send representatives out there. We try to make sure that they know we're wanting this to get passed. So.
Well, what's in the future for the Illinois Soybean Association?
We continue to look at different ways that we can use soybeans. Soy aquaculture, another endeavor. So, I mean, we have so many different ways that soybeans can be useful, and so we just continue to promote them, not only in the rural areas, we're promoting them up in Chicago so that people that consume pork know that, you know, that's a big soybeans produce or feed the pork in this industry. So we just try to help educate people as well, just so they know that soybeans are a big part of our nation, and of course our state relies heavily upon them.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Again, that was WSMI's Randy Prangy interviewing Scott Gaffner of the Illinois Soybean Association. We'll keep it local this afternoon. Again, we'll remind you that the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District has an opening for the Resource Conservationist. The basic responsibility of the Resource Conservationist position is to provide administrative leadership, technical, clerical, educational assistance, as well as representation of the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District in their promotion and practice of the wise use of natural resources. This position entails a common knowledge of Microsoft programs, including Word, Excel, and Outlook. There will be a division of time spent both in the office and in the field assisting with survey and design work, resource identification, and field monitoring. Training will be provided and will be a major component of the job. Some local travel will be required for training and meetings. Experience with land survey, practice design, soil composition, aerial photography is helpful, as well as good communication skills. A valid driver's license is a requirement, and a background check will be completed. A complete job description can be provided upon request. Potential candidates should submit their resume, cover letter, and 3 references to the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District by Monday, December the 10th, 2018, by the mail, email, or in person. Salary and benefits will be commensurate with education and experience. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is an equal opportunity employer. You can visit the office at 1621 Vandalia Road in Hillsboro, just south of Roger Jennings. Call them by phone, 217-532-3361, extension 3. That will bring you to Melissa Cobble, and her email is Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, dot Cobble, C-A-U-B-L-E, at il.nacdnet. That's all we have for this afternoon's farm show. We'll have the closing commodity market report for today, tomorrow morning, here on WSMI AM and FM. Reporting Ag News for WSMI, I'm Gabe Osborne.